Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be a very important halacha in Choshen Mishpat, and that is the case where a person made a donation to a shul or to a yeshiva and subsequently claims that it was given under pressure, it was given because of a certain case of duress, and perhaps he claims that because it was done in a public setting, the donation wasn't sincere. He only did so because his friends were making pledges and he felt compelled to as well make a similar pledge. Does he have a taina in halacha? So the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Mem, tells us that there's a very basic distinction between the taina of oinus when it comes to a mekach and the taina of oinus when it comes to a matana. When it comes to a sale, the halacha is much more stringent, and it's much more difficult to undo a sale that was made based on a taina of oinus. And the Gemara says that there's a very simple reason for this, and that is that the person receives the money. You receive the money, and therefore, if you claim that you only sold your house, or you only sold some asset because the person was pressuring you, so we assume that every person that sells a home, he's only doing so because of pressure. He doesn't really want to sell his home. The answer is he needs the cash. He's desperate for cash. And therefore, every single sale of something entails some form of oinus, and therefore, that's not a taina. You are responsible for your actions, and if you decided to nevertheless go ahead with the sale is completely valid, and you can't claim that it was done by oinus. Say the Paiskim, this is based on the Gemara, the only time a person can claim that the sale was done by oinus if it was a 100% bona fide oinus. If a person was putting a gun to your head, he mamish compelled you to sell something to him, even if he paid you in full, if it was a real oinus, then that reaches the bar that we require for tainas oinus, and only in that case could you undo the sale. So it has to be a real oinus. If it's mere pressure, the halacha is you can't tain oinus. You have to have a real oinus, such as a person mamish coercing you to sell him something. And even on the tzad that you do have a real oinus, and the claim that you have is that you really were compelled to sell your asset to him, nevertheless, the only time you could actually undo the sale subsequently is if you were moiser moido. You were moiser moido, which means you went in front of two edim and you let them know about the oinus. They write a shtar moido. You have your moiser moido, and subsequently you could bring that to Beis Din, clearly demonstrating that you only did this out of duress and it was a true oinus. So even on the tzad that it's a real oinus, you could only undo the sale if there was mesiras moido. And the halacha is that in order for the Mesiras Meidah to be Chal, it has to be a case where the Edim are clearly and directly aware of the Oinus. They saw the Oinus occurring. They are clearly cognizant that this sale took effect because of an Oinus. Only then is the Mesiras Meidah valid. Only then could the Edim write the Shtar Meidah. However, if you just tell them about the Oinus that is occurring, that's not sufficient. They can't be Mesiras Meidah. That's in the case of a mecher, because by the case of the mecher, you are getting money for it, and therefore it's much harder to claim oinus, because you are not taking any loss. Even if it's done under pressure, lemaisa, you're getting the full value of your assets. We're talking about a case where you get fully paid for it. In that case, if it's mere pressure, you can't tie an oinus, and even if it was a real oinus, you could only undo the sale if you have mesiras moido. However, when it comes to a matana, the Gemara tells us that it's much easier to claim oinus because you're not getting any money for it. And over there, the halacha is that even if it's not a real oinus, like a guy pulling a gun to your head, nevertheless, you could claim oinus and undo the matana if you clearly demonstrate to Beis Din that it was done under pressure, that someone was pushing you, that you didn't have a gemiras das. And that is sufficient when it comes to a matana. And even when it comes to the moida, the edim don't have to clearly be aware of the oinus to write down the moida. If you're moisa moida, as long as you notify them that you are doing this under duress, under some form of pressure, you could subsequently undo the matana. That's when it comes to a matana. But since you're not getting any money for it, memela, the bar is much lower, the standards of oinus are much lower. However, there is a machlekes rishonim. The machlekes is what the halacha is if, in fact, you were moiser moida, let's say you told a couple of people that it was done by oinus, and Bezdin, after seeing the shtar moida, determines that in fact it wasn't an oinus, that it wasn't a true oinus. What's the halacha in such a case? So this is a machlekes rishonim. The Rashbam seems to hold that the only reason why you don't need the higher standard of moido when it comes to matana is because we trust him that it was done under pressure. Because he's not getting the full value of his assets, therefore it's easier to believe his taina of moido. If that is the case, then if in fact we determine that there wasn't an oinus, then he has no right to go ahead and undo the matana. He has no right to undo the matana. However, most Rishonim disagree, and most Rishonim hold that no. If you're moiser moida when it comes to matana, and you tell Eidim that it's being done because of pressure, in that case, even if we in fact determined that there wasn't an oinus, and it wasn't done under duress, nevertheless, since you're moiser moida, you could undo the sale, because l'maisa, the etza moida is a way for the noisin matana to subsequently undo the matana, and in that case, we will in fact allow him to uproot the sale. The matana. That is the case of matana under duress. So, if in fact a person gives a donation to a yeshiva and he subsequently comes to Bezdin and clearly demonstrates that there was a certain degree of pressure that caused him to do this matana or to give this donation, in that case, there would be potentially a right for him to undo the matana.